I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, again, we have new numbers because we have a new phone line. You just call the numbers 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. And that'll be the number to call into the program for a while. We're in our new studios in Portland. We got new studios again. We've been trying to get the best studios we can for the sound across the country. Of course, we'd like to thank all the affiliates that have stayed with us in our, you know, in our moves we've been making to try and make sure to have the best studio of all. And we just landed at 860 AM The Answer in Portland, Oregon. And we're going to be an affiliate there. And so we're very grateful for AM 860 The Answer for putting us in this position. And we're very happy that we're here tonight. My gosh, it's been a crazy week. It's been, we did the best of last night. We had to because we wanted to get everything, work out all the kinks, make things work. One of the things that was interesting was it gave me an opportunity, although not here in Pacific Northwest, because it was raining like crazy. We weren't able to see the Saturn and Jupiter conjunction, the Great Conjunction. But, you know, I was thinking about all of the, I guess you could call them the coincidences and the strange synchronicities that go with this. But December 21st, the winter solstice, what a time for Saturn and Jupiter to align together. It has a lot of meaning, and I think a lot of people don't understand that. I mean, I know that it's been called the Christmas star or the Bethlehem star because, you know, of course, it comes in time for Christmas. But the fact is, the star, it's not really a star. It's two planets coming together in, you know, within degrees of each other. So, yeah, it's become, they're calling it the Bethlehem star, but I think that maybe there's some deeper meaning here that's being lost, and some of it may not be happy for everybody. I mean, I know that this star represents, or this conjunction represents, more than just a romanticized version or Hallmark card version of this of the star, whatever it may be. In fact, if you go back in time, like so many 800 years, I mean, this thing has not been seen for 800 years, at least in the western skies. So you go back 800 years, and each time you find a cycle. It's called a revolution. And every time these revolutions happen, we have something that's a demarcation of what would be the revolution. And some people are saying that this conjunction of two of the strongest planets, both Jupiter and Saturn, we look into the God factor, we look into the spiritual factor, we look into all these things, we put them together, and we go a little deeper here, and we start thinking to ourselves that the symbolism is there to somehow represent the arrival of a great savior, someone who will descend to the earth and lead us to some sort of a some sort of a happier event with happier meaning or what have you. And then you could also say this, that since we're dealing with both Jupiter and Saturn, we're seeing a conjunction of both of them, and this could mean, or pave the, this could actually pave the way for a new kingdom, or new government, a new empire, the empire of the Antichrist. If you will. I mean, what would you expect from 2020? Anything less? So, to be honest, when you look at great conjunctions of planets and stars, and this, they happen every 20 years so years or so. But we don't always see these things, at least not like this one. This particular conjunction is deeply significant for many reasons. First, it falls at the end of one of the most terrifying and unpredicting years in modern history. I mean, and not only that, we've had comets, we've had other things in the sky befitting of what would be called the signs and wonders that we read about in the Bible. I mean, we've gone through the gambit, of course, on this program, talking about, you know, signs and wonders, whether it be Comet Atlas or some other anomaly in the sky that would mean something. Either if you're a Nostradamus follower, or you're some other, if you're looking through the, I guess, the astrological events in time, you look at this conjunction. And I remember, if I recall, the Bethlehem star was a conjunction of Venus Venus and Jupiter, not Saturn and Jupiter, okay? But it was a conjunction nonetheless. But when you see both Jupiter and Saturn, or Jupiter and Mars, align in such a way during the time of, I guess you could call it turmoil, or where people are wanting, but many, many Tekeluk Pharsin, as we talked about before, you're looking at the significance of what would be called the dawn of a new era. Astrologers say this event signifies that we have reached a juncture or a Jonbar hinge in between one era, and we're graduating into the next era. And to understand why, we need to look at the planets themselves. Saturn and Jupiter conjunctions are particularly powerful because of the way Saturn and Jupiter relate to each other. Saturn generally represents structure and confinement, while Jupiter is often associated with the expansion and growth, making their conjunction a merger of opposite forces, and it brings a major opportunity for change. So this conjunction is intriguing from an astrological standpoint because it takes place in Aquarius. Now, I know this may be an argument of, I'm looking at Sagittarius, but you look at the past 200 years, and every Jupiter-Saturn planetary conjunction has been an Earth sign. But now we're entering a new multi-century era of conjunctions that will occur only in air signs, beginning with Aquarius. The Age of Aquarius, you've heard that song, this is the dawning of the Age of Aquarius. It's supposed to be this golden age organized by a new shepherd that establishes a new utopia, or what appears to be a new utopia. Some astrologers say that 2020 was the start of the decade of the Great Transformation. It's also known as the Jupiter-Saturn-Pluto Transformation. And of course, what's scary about Pluto is Pluto, when it comes around, even though you may argue whether Pluto's a planet or not, Pluto is actually a symbol of death. So you have Jupiter, which gives you, Jupiter and Saturn give you the judgment, confinement, and structure. Pluto brings the transformation, and transformation always means either death or something else. So after a year of chaos and upheaval in 2020, which some astrologers are calling the societal reset, and this was long before COVID-19 upended everything, and of course Klaus Schwab and Prince Charles got together to create the economic reset, the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction is supposed to offer us a way to move forward into the next decade. So even though it's kicking off an ongoing new era, astrologers, are, as far as I can see, astrologers are saying that in the short term, this conjunction might make this holiday week feel extra intense in the short term. In fact, its interest or its influence may even trigger upheaval and rioting within a window of maybe a week or so. So we're hearing about new strains of COVID-19 that are more contagious, but let's not equate that with being more lethal. It's just that things are changing now. We're seeing that COVID-19 is changing, people's attitudes are changing, and I think that we're going to see a obverse effect or an upside-down effect where up is down and down is up, and it's going to be more, I think, predominant, and it's going to be more ubiquitous in a way that's going to be noticed a lot more. So other astrologers are saying that it's going to be a sign of what is called a timeline split. Now, we've talked about timeline overlaps before, you know, in the quantum realm of things. But this is a timeline split. Saturn passes near Jupiter and is especially celebrated during the festival Saturnalia each December. So Saturn was known by the Greeks as Kronos or Cronus. Cronus was the king of the Titans, and he was the god of time. Now, at the time, Saturn was seen as a destructive, all-devouring force. He was represented as the old man with the hood, the cloak, carrying the scythe, okay, the symbol of death, actually. So carrying the scythe. Every time we count down to the new year, we celebrate the fact that Saturn, or Cronus, has not devoured us or killed us with his scythe, because he would basically destroy his children every year. And so, you know, he would destroy children. He'd basically go through the culling process. So Saturn was more of the person who go through the harvesting process. That's what a Saturn return is. So Saturn and Jupiter have this metaphoric symbolism equated with the chief god, and some people even say that Saturn has it can equate to Satan. And a lot of people argue, well, no, that's not true. But some people are saying, yes, Saturn and Satan has a relationship because Saturn is the dark father. The dark father, or the dark-robed father or figure. So their conjunction is like, or could be compared to, a war in heaven where the brightness of the light produces what is called the concomitance, or the concomitance of Lucifer. Meaning the bringing together of the lights, creating a Luciferian, bringing the Luciferian knowledge, or the Luciferian enlightenment. It's the demarcation of the end of an era, and it's the beginning of a new era. Something to think about with this grand conjunction. I'm Clyde Lewis. You are listening to Ground Zero. Tonight, the numbers to call, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. We'll have more coming up on Ground Zero. Don't go away.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.